Yogurt. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Monday, January 29th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line is Patriot rock star Mark Farner. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Trucker. How's it going?
Good, good, good. A little disappointed in the second half of the Lions game yesterday, but like I explained to the audience, you got to be a winner. You got to believe you're going to be a winner, and you got to make the plays. And just absolutely the tale of two different halves, that's for sure. But hey, they had a good run, and maybe they can do it again next year. But are you a big sports fan, Mark?
They're still my team, brother.
Yeah.
You know, so are the Tigers. So are the Pistons. I'm a Michigan guy.
Right.
You know, you got to love them no matter what.
Right.
I know a lot of people were disappointed, but we can't lose heart. I mean, that just proves, you know, spiritually where you stand, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And it was funny. I don't know if you saw the breaking news story, but yesterday, as the Lions were playing that game with San Francisco, the Detroit Tigers signed a rookie prospect. He's in their farm system. He played at AA, AAA, Toledo Mudheads. But they gave this rookie, who's never even played a game in Major League Baseball, they gave him a six-year contract for $28 million. That's how good this Keith Colby is. So we're looking forward to the Tigers having a great year this year as well. Yeah. I wanted to ask you a couple things, though, Mark, about music.
Yeah.
Last time we had you on, you had mentioned that you've been working on a new album. It's coming out later this spring.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of people say, why is it that music now seems a lot of, especially country music, more so than like the kind of music you play, but it seems like a lot of music is going rapping, where even country songs now start off with a bunch of talking rap, as opposed to like your music, the guitars and the singing and the good lyrics. What's your take on the current state of music in America?
Well, it was taken over just like lamestream media, all ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, Fox, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
They are nothing but talking heads. They are all pitching the same message. It's all construed. This is all theater, brother. And the same powers and principalities that rule the darkness of our world and spiritual wickedness, not only in this country, but they issue the currency to 189 countries. So you can imagine this kind of power and strength. They are killing music, and they are injecting whatever it is that they want to inject. You know, when this rap stuff started back when, it was cop killing. I don't know if you remember when.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody,
yes.
So yeah. And I'm going, yeah. Cop killing rap, and they're complaining about, people are complaining about it, people are making an issue of it. I said, but where is it being played? It's being played on the stations that these powers and principalities own, and they pitch it out there. They get you all disturbed because it's cop killing rap, and oh my God, what are we going to do now? Oh, line up and get a jab. Let's go get a jab. Maybe that'll solve things. Man, I'm telling you, people, we are so inundated with this evil that starts from the top. And if you want to know where that top is, trace the money trail there. And you will
follow the money. Follow the money.
Well, find where it's coming from, brother.
Well, one of the things that you mentioned, and it's kind of interesting, look at the results of the programming. Look at the results of, like you say, cop killing rap.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, we start seeing a rash of cop killings all across the country, L.A., Oakland. I mean, you name a state.
Got it.
You're okay. So is this a self-fulfilling prophecy? Is this really kind of their goal, their mission, is to be able to come in and control us more because of these type of activities, a result of this kind of music programming going into the young people?
Of course, that plays into it, brother. But I got to tell you, they're rubbing it in our face. When you got an imbecile, a fake president who is a total imbecile,
yep.
They're just really rubbing it in our face. And because we are the descendants of the upstarts that told the king to shove it up his ass back in 1776.
Right.
You know, seriously. And this is all retaliation against people who have faith. I think I sent you the link of the video of
yes.
Gates.
Yep.
He was prepping, and he was in front of the CIA telling them, oh, we can change these people with one vaccination. And Gates was a young man in that video, brother.
Yes,
that
he was.
Years and years and years ago. And I just wonder how many of these youngsters that we've seen want to become women, want to become men, and they are born the opposite. I mean, how much did the vaccines play into their mindset? If they can change somebody who loves God and feels that they have a relationship with the supernatural creator, if they can change them with one vaccine, what can they do to these children who are now suffering from making a bad decision?
Yeah.
It's all from these same powers and principalities. If you're a Christian, listen up. This is the powers and principalities that rule the darkness of this world. There's no light in this stuff at all, brother.
Yeah,
this is all from the darkness. And what you're talking about, what you just mentioned, brother, it all comes from the same spot.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because, you know, if you look at – and I got run over the coals – because I made a mention about TV commercials and even shows where now, you know, they openly have gays and lesbians and biracial relationships, every TV commercial, every show. And everybody's like, oh, Trucker, you're a big racist, you know, and you're a bigot and you hate people and you need DEI training and blah, 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 blah. But yeah. It comes down, Mark, that when you see this stuff on media, you see it on TV, you know, like you say, you hear it in the music, it ends up, you know, fulfilling our society exactly with all the garbage going into the young people's minds.
Yeah, man. Yes, exactly. And the problem is here we are with hearts for God. You know, if you are a Christian, even if you're not, I mean, you're still, you've kind of let yourself go to your heart. You don't claim to be a Christian, but you know there's got to be something better. You look at these children who have, you know, transgendered into something else, and you have to have compassion. I mean, you can't just call them names and go, oh,
no.
You know.
Nope.
And that's the problem. I hear so many people that are just bashing, bashing, bashing. My God, where is the compassion for these innocent ones who didn't have – it's the same as all the men who've been circumcised. Man, they got their armor robbed from them, didn't have a say in it.
Yep.
And now, you know, look
well, –
It does have an effect on us.
It's amazing because you bring up a great point. Friday night, we were in Traverse City. We had some business things to take care of, a couple of appointments. We met our granddaughter. She's 21 years old in Traverse City. She lives in Traverse City. And we went to the Firefly. You know, they got great sushi. Okay. She wanted sushi, so we went there. Mark, we got through the front part of the dining room toward the back part where the bar is. And we sat down at our table, and I looked around, and there was three openly lesbian couples, two girls at three different tables, openly holding hands and kind of smooching a little bit and feeding each other their food. And I thought to myself, how are they going to have children? You know, what is the direction of this lifestyle, this choice? How is it that they're going to continue to repopulate our population if you've got three six women there in the room together in three lesbian relationships. And I didn't say anything, but it, like you said, you know what went into my heart? Compassion. That yeah. I'm like, and these are good-looking young women in their 20s. And I'm going, what the heck? You know, are we basically as a society, if we don't change our mend our ways, are we basically doomed from not even being able to re-self-populate?
Yeah, I hear you. But it is, I'm glad to hear you say that you had the compassion, because that is the Lord. That's what we're supposed to have. Yes. We're not supposed to bash. We're supposed to have that compassion. And that's the only thing that somebody who has fallen for it has taken the bait, hook, line, and sinker. Because once they've taken the bait, it's just like somebody, you know, making a vote for the wrong person. It
right.
doesn't matter. They're not going to want to admit that they have done something wrong, because the makeup of the human character is pride guarded by the ego. And once you've done something, it's very difficult to get someone to admit that they have done something wrong. They don't want to admit to wrongdoing, no matter what it is. Even if they know in their heart it was wrong, they're going to stand there and defend it because of that one decision they made. And you know, this is the world that we're living in. But the Lord will get past that if you allow love and you serve no other master. You let love be your master, and love is going to show you the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I do want to follow up with you for here the last couple of minutes what we have in this segment.
Yeah.
I know you're busy and working on things, and I appreciate you coming on the show today. But the album that you're getting ready to produce and put out there, tell the folks a little bit about the album itself, the songs that you have in it. What are you hoping? What's the message going to be here within about a minute or so?
Well, the message is set yourself free. You know, nobody else is going to do it. You have to set yourself free. And you ain't going to go to any church that's going to set you free. You got to go to God that is going to set you free. You got to go to that spirit that set us all free. And that music that we're putting out now, it is to provoke people to think. You know, I sent you the same game.
Yes.
Video,
right.
And that's talking about what I just said about, you know, who owns the lamestream media.
Hey, Mark, can you stay on through the break? I got a couple of text messages for you.
Sure, man.
Okay, we're talking with Mark Farner, rock patriot, coming out with an album. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment with Mark Farner staying on through the break. I appreciate him doing that. Hey, Mark, one of the text comments that came in, Downstate Kim, she says Mark is 100% right. They refer to it as this evil as, quote, the prince of the air, and end quote. I don't know if that's in the Bible, but she put that in quotation marks. I got another text message here. Says that the messaging that you're talking about is exactly what needs to take place. He said, but the other side, the liberal progressive agenda, Mark, they don't use love. They use hate. Is that kind of maybe the game plan? Is that their tactics? They got to go exactly opposite of what is good and right and fair. And instead of using love in your messaging, your album that's coming out, is that their methodology, using hate?
Yeah, because it's easy once you get somebody up in high places that's using racism it's just manipulation on a chessboard is what it is. But if you have the mind of love, you can totally let that stuff bounce off you. And you don't fall for it. And you will have a heart that can appeal to those who have fallen for it, because I know, brother, you have that same heart, because that's what you're looking for. You're looking to serve love, and love rules your world. But a lot of these people that are, you know, in high places, the gal was talking about, the quotation is, he is the prince of the power of the air, prince of the power of the air. The power of the air has, oh man, that has so many the connotations that it has to where we're at right now in this world. We're seeing the power. And once you've given yourself over, but I just want to make a point. There is so many of us, way far more than there are of those haters. And we got to remember this. But the problem is, those haters own the networks. Those haters took over in 1996 when Bill Clinton signed in they just abolished the FCC's 777 rule. Prior,
right.
Prior to that abolishment, there was, you could own 7 a.m., 7 FM, 7 television stations, and many people don't even know this, but it was moms and dads, grandpas and grandmas, who had moral conscience over what our children saw and heard. And that's why when it changed hands, boy, I mean, it was, I was talking to some of the guys, the agents, in Nashville and L.A., I'm saying, man, dude, you know what this means? I mean, I felt like our world got crushed when they passed this bull crap.
Uh-huh.
And Mancow, you know who a Mancow is down in Chicago.
Yep.
He's the same way, man. He was telling me about with Rush Limbaugh and those guys in there. And he's standing up, and he was the only one saying what I'm telling you right now. This is going to kill us, man. This is going to where's the conscience going to be? This is going to lead us down the evil road of corporations taking over, and that's kind of what's happened. I was in Mexico City. I opened for the Doors down there, and they wanted me to do this interview. And I went to 100,000-watt station, Mexico City, and the guy tells me, Mark, this is the last interview we're going to be doing. I said, why? What are you talking about? He says, we got bought out by Clear Channel. I said, are you kidding me, man?
Yeah.
Clear Channel bought Mexico. They bought stations in Japan. I mean, just think about it. It's the same powers and principalities at the top. They just changed the little badges on their chest on who they represent. But it's the evil of the same, you get right down to it. It's the people that are bombing Yemen. They say they're giving the excuse, well, Yemen's, you know, hitting these tankers out there. Yeah, it's all manipulation. You can't, absolutely, you cannot believe mainstream media. The best thing anyone could do is unplug their eyes and ears from mainstream. Because, and I've been saying this since 1996, for all my audiences, I get up in front of thousands of people every year. I've said, unplug yourself, set yourself free, go to your heart. Your heart is much better. You know, don't watch rock music in a video. Listen to music with your ears and let your creative forces within you, that strength of creativity,
sure,
feed it, give it something that it can work on, and let the pictures come to mind. In New York City, I did an interview with a guy on WNEW, and he told me, he says, Mark, we took 100 different people and we asked them, what is the definition? What do you get from Bridge Over Troubled Water by Simon and Garfunkel? He said, dude, we got 100 diversely different interpretations. He says, not even two were even close
to being the same.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yep. We have the power within us. We have this creativity, but it's being stifled all around us.
Yes.
Unplug yourself. I tell people, pretend that your TV is your butt and pull your head out of it.
I love it. I love it. Well, listen, man, we appreciate you coming on the show. How's things going in the studio here? About 10, 15 seconds. How you doing on the album?
We're doing very well. You know, Mark Slaughter just got off the road, and he's telling me he's working on one that's surveilling us.
Yes, good.
Oh, man, yeah.
Ready to launch.
Yeah, and there's a lot of love in this record coming out, too. So all you music fans, I appreciate all the support I've got from all of you over the years. God bless you, and God bless this USA, what's left of it.
Amen, brother. Well, we look forward to hearing more about it. Appreciate you coming on the show, and we'll see you Saturday up in St. Ignace at that class.
That's right. Thank you, Randy. Good to see you. Good to talk to you again. God bless you.
God bless you, sir.
If I don't see you in the future, I'll see you in the pasture.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discount.